You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
Welcome to The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. This is a beautiful, beautiful live podcast here in Borough Park, New York. We are at the Peppermill Live Sunday, celebrating their 20th anniversary with so many celebrations, much going in. Mazel tov to the Peppermill and the entire Peppermill family located on 16th Avenue. And we're going to talk about the Peppermill. We're going to talk about so many memories here that everybody has at this amazing store that has done so much for the community and beyond. But first, and before we talk about who we are and what's going on, we have so many people here waiting for the hourly raffle. And we are about to raffle off some amazing swag over here at the Peppermill. Yossi, pass me that cookbook over here. We're going to raffle that off first.
No,
the connoisseur cookbook over there.
The connoisseur cookbook.
And I also need all my notes that are on that beautiful table over there. Okay, everyone, we're about to raffle off first the Peppermill Culinary Connoisseur. This is going to be the first raffle over here as everyone is waiting so patiently and nudging me to get going on this. So that is one raffle that we will be starting first. And we're going to go into the raffle box over here and going. Let's see who is the winner of the Culinary Connoisseur.
You want a drum roll on that?
Yeah, give me a drum roll. Okay, and the winner is, keep this coupon, the winner's Rifki Esterzon. Woo! Is there a Rifki Esterzon here still in the room? Is there a Rifki F? No? Anybody? Is she here? Okay, now we have two more prizes to give out. Let's see what the rest of the swag is over here over at the Peppermill. Everyone is shopping. Everyone's having a good time. Are you having a good time, Sadiq? Yeah? What did you get so far? A fidget spinner. That's it? Hanukkah's coming. Go shopping. Fill up a little custard. Don't worry. Don't tell your Ima Abba. Just Tati will take care of it. Don't worry. No, you don't want any? You don't like custard. Okay, fine. No. What's your favorite filling in the donuts? Plain? You don't like donuts either? Oh, you can vault. I picked the wrong person to talk to over here. We'll pick someone else in a second. We have so much swag going on. So many people are so excited to be here at the Peppermill. But a little bit about who Kosher Guru is and what we do. This is our live podcast show that also airs on channel 620 AM on your local radio Thursday nights. But besides that, what we are so proud of is our podcast that goes onto our website, www.thekosherguru.com. If you also have a Google Play or Apple iTunes account, if you type in kosher, we come up. Where we talk about anything and everything kosher, where we enjoy bringing kosher to the masses in a fun-filled way. From kosher restaurants, kosher products, cooking, baking, recipes, adventures, hotels, events, yeshiva programs, and so much more. That is who we are and what we do, and we love talking about kosher to everybody. We also, you could find us also on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, Snapchat, the internet, so much more. We are a full-fledged media marketing and advertising company. You can take a look at what we do on our website, www.thekosherguru.com. Click on the tab up top for our consulting tab, and you'll read about all what we do to helping out restaurants and so much more. We are waiting for the other two swag bags whenever they're ready to be raffled off over here.
Look what I have in my hand.
Oh, you got another swag bag to raffle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at all these goodies. A collapsible bowl scale. There's like literally probably like $30,000 worth of stuff in here, minus $29,100 worth of stuff. But let's see who wins this. Yes, you want to hold it up a second?
Oh, for sure. Everybody see that?
Okay. Yeah. Let's see who wins the next swag bag. Everybody is waiting around, waiting to see who's going to win the next Peppermill swag bag. And the winner is, I'm not sure if it's a Mr. or Mrs., just last name is Blum, B-L-U-M. Last four digits of the phone number is 2559. It's either Blum or Blum. I don't know if they're here in the audience, but you won the second swag bag of the hour to be given out over here. We're going to put this right over here for now with the winning ticket right inside over here. This is who won. You got to contact the winner.
Thank you.
Of course, Pebble's going to contact the winner because there's 30,000 minus 29,100 worth of swag in that bag that they want everybody to enjoy. And assume we get up to our third. Oh, we got a third one, Yossi. What's going on? Let's get that going over here.
Look what's inside.
Oh, wow. Look what's inside. This is like a $50,000 one minus $49,100.
That's really nice.
It does look really, really nice. Look at all that. Pick one up. Show everybody what we got over here. Pick one up.
Second
What is that?
It's a silicone splatter guard set.
Silicone splatter guard set. Great for all of your baking and cooking needs. Measuring stuff. Okay. Yes, you want to hold that up just in case?
Any chance you could pick one that has my name on it? That'd be great.
No chance at all, because that would not be cool.
Okay, let's put one in. Let's mix it all up. I can't see through the glass, so I have no idea whose name is on it. We wish everyone the best of luck over here. Remember, they're giving out prizes every hour, so make sure to see the Peppermill family to see how it all works. And the next winner is Chayla Kranz. Woo! For Chayla Kranz. I don't know if Chayla Kranz is here, but you are the winner. Are you Chayla Kranz? No, you're not Chayla Kranz. We're going to put her name right in over here. We're going to put that over there. You can get it. And you could get into more raffles as they will be giving out. Let's do a little bit of a recap on our week, which you always like to do. So much stuff happening in the kosher world. If anyone has been following throughout social media, the newspapers, magazines, Ami Magazine, beyond, also everyone should know to check out the Kosher Guru article in Whisk. That was brought back, as Jesse found out last night, into Whisk, which has cost me an arm and a leg because of what I got to do, but it is what it is. Make sure you check out the Kosher Guru article on Whisk that we get so much great feedback from. But Jesse, where were we this past week?
We were in New Jersey.
In New Jersey at Kosher Fest. Who here heard of Kosher Fest? Who was following it, seeing any of the products? Were you ladies at Kosher Fest? Yes, you messaged me and I didn't get to see you, but I think you saw my suit over there.
Yes,
very, very colorful.
Who the hasn't suit, seen that suit?
Who hasn't seen the suit is another
and
question.
And if they haven't seen it, go check it out on YouTube.
Go check it out on YouTube. I was told that I can't wear that suit to Borough Park today because my kids over here wouldn't get into yeshiva anymore. Sorry, girls. But we have a more tamed down suit today. But anyway, I just have to tell, there's a lot of exciting things happening from Kosher Fest. The ladies over there are standing behind some great baking products, and we were thrilled to be by the Quality Frozen Foods booth, where I see their products over there. Also, Baker's Choice. A lot of great new products coming out from Baker's Choice. That Razzle Dazzle mix. Yossi, what do you think of the Razzle Dazzle mix?
It was quite tasty.
There are so many products in the baking. We're going to talk a little bit about baking, then go into cooking, but in the baking world, that are coming out. Baker's Choice, great Ashkacha, great Heimish company. We got to meet with the owners. They live up in New Square, and they were great guests on our show and talking about all of the toppings for challahs that they have, toppings for all of the baking, the cooking, everything that's coming out. And especially, we'll talk a little bit later about Hanukkah coming up, that they have great, great toppings for all of the sufganiyot, all the donuts coming up, icing for cakes, really, really cool stuff. But you know what? Even more than that, all of the items that we saw from other companies that could be used for baking, the flours, the Wondermill flour, Yossi? The Wondermill flour. Did you take one home?
I was hoping to, but as I found out at Kosher Fest, if it's not nailed down, it will walk. So the people watching
Hashtag Pella Duck.
Hashtag number two, by the way.
Yes.
That's the new hashtag. Yeah. Because the people watching on the Facebook or the fancy Instagram
over here,
they will see that I have a new cap because apparently my original Spielberg cap, the OG cap, it grew legs and walked away with my swag bag of Pella products, and I had Mendel's Rabbi Q in there. I had Wondermill flour. I had an amazing swag bag ready to roll. My wife was all excited, and I come home with
nothing.
Quinoa.
Quinoa. And she
from
probably,
the quality event from the night before.
Yes, and she probably blamed me for you coming home with nothing. And I'm like, Yossi, you were there. You saw
I didn't
that
even
I...
have my cap.
But Yossi, you saw that I split up the pellet duck for me and you.
And I was very excited about that.
And you were very, very excited about that. And we have so much going on that we were supposed to take stuff and it all disappeared.
I do have to give a shout out to the people watching on the live feeds.
Yes, you do.
Moshe Ash says hello. His family's over here. Say hello. To
who's
Ash's
the Ash family?
Family?
Moshe Ash is watching on Facebook. Wants to say hello. So who's with the Ash family? Go say hello to your Tati. He's on.
Tati's
right
watching.
There. Your Tati's watching over there. He's saying hello. What's your name? Chani. Chani from the Ash family. Your Tati is enjoying. By the way, your father said that he cut off the credit card, so you better buy everything now before you can't buy anything else. Wants to make sure you get enough right now. Yes, return those five bags. No, I'm just kidding. Take five more. But no, we had a great time at Kosher Fest. And what was even more exciting, I do have to say, just on a personal level, because during Kosher Fest, we were podcasting, we were working, we were doing our shtick, you would say. But the first night, Yossi was so relaxing, sitting down with the Friedmans of Reisman's Bakery and enjoying the customer appreciation dinner that Quality Frozen Foods had at Factory 220.
That was a really nice event. They did it last year.
Yes.
And this year surpasses what they did last year.
Yes, but I heard that you couldn't eat in anymore the first course because you were too busy having the surimi cakes and dynasty cakes from during the day. You're like, no more, no.
It was fantastic. You know what? I hope next year that Daniel from Dynasty is next to us again in the quality booth.
Well, actually, if you remember, he was next to us last year also.
Correct.
So that's 2 years in a row.
Correct. So. I'm hoping next year is me Chazaka.
Yeah, so I was going to say, if it's the third year, it's a Chazaka, and then they always got to put us next to it. I'm just hoping Quality brings us back. All the trouble we were causing. All that rosé all day.
Rosé all day.
Luckily, we didn't post any of those pictures on Facebook just yet.
Just yet.
Just yet.
Yeah, give it some time.
Just yet. We're going to give it some time. I hope everyone on Facebook and Instagram could hear us live. Also, a big shout-out to the Peppermill. Make sure that you like the Peppermill's Facebook page, and make sure that you like the Peppermill on Instagram. Follow all of their amazing, amazing events that they have and that they do. There is so much going on. Yossi, if you give me that little flyer that's still over there that I didn't get.
Yes.
A little bit about the Peppermill. So this is their 20th anniversary. They have a whole schedule of events coming up. Earlier today, they had Rebbetzin Rachi Pinson, author of Rising, the Book of Challah. She was here doing an amazing demo of her challah, and you were doing an 8-braid, 6-braid, 6-cross. What was that called?
6 braids. There's something with 6 braids happening.
We were watching up on the video screen, which was great. Great.
I like the setup they have, because besides for the people crowding around the countertop over here, when it gets like bigger crowds, there's actually a screen on the other side.
Yes.
So you can actually watch what's going on.
Yeah, it's actually being recorded up over there.
Correct.
You can watch in the glass. It is amazing.
Very cool.
Then Monday, you better come back for more to the Peppermill. If you missed it today, come back tomorrow, because you do know there was hourly swag being given out. And not only that, they have food here. They have delicious, delicious baked items, all homemade baked items being given out. Luckily for them, I started my diet. Otherwise, it would all been gone already. But that fruit platter was insane.
Did you see that watermelon?
I know. I was about to say, big shout out whoever carved the watermelon that said the Peppermill designed beautifully. The artistic creation on that was insane.
I want to get a Kosher Guru watermelon.
You
want to
get a Kosher Guru?
Next event.
We got to find out who carved this one.
Yes, 100%.
And reach out to them.
Yes, that was fantastic. The logo, spot on.
Was
really
spot on. Then tomorrow, their 20th anniversary celebrations continue with Risey Fried. Oh, Risey's cooking. We got to go back and talk about the panel at the Kosher, the Quality Kosher Customer Appreciation Dinner. But Risey Fried of Risey's Cooking, Instagram fame. She will demonstrate her favorite kitchen gadgets and answer your culinary questions. Risey is an enthusiastic Instagram food blogger, and thousands of followers look to her. I know, but we call her Risey.
Oh,
it's
an
inside thing with her. We just spent 2 days with her. We had dinner with her. We actually met her for the first time when Urbana, locally over here, opened up right before her and her husband moved down to Lakewood. So it was a great, great evening, and we actually just spent a beautiful celebrity panel with myself, Jamie Geller, and Risey's Cookin' Risey Fried. We're up on a panel answering questions for companies within the food industry. It lasted about an hour and a half. We got questions from so many owners within the food industry. It was just great. So we're going to talk about some of the questions and where the food industry is going and what type of products that you're going to be looking out for to reach out for the oncoming year that will be trending within the food industry. And then you have Victoria Dweck, oh, my former editor of Whisk. She was my boss over at Whisk magazine, author of numerous cookbooks, including Secrets of Skinny Cooking. She will demonstrate how to make your favorite recipes a little skinnier, so you can get a little skinnier as well. Now that's something we can all appreciate. And that's tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. And tomorrow, the grand prize winners of the Peppermill Raffles will be joined at 5:45 p.m. So I want to make sure that everyone is here today, comes back tomorrow, because what else do you have to do on a Monday? Seriously, what else do you have to better set your alarm?
Hey, Siri.
Set alarm for tomorrow.
That's right.
They have fabulous prizes for giving out, utensils, cookware, and more, a ganja flatware set, tramonita, a deep fryer. Yossi, we could deep fry turkey.
duck, chicken,
like
so much more.
Like last year's Thanksgiving video.
Yes. But we're going to talk about Thanksgiving a little bit coming up in the next segment as we talk about. We are going to want to do some more interviews and people talking about what's going on in kosher world. But I want to get to an article. Where is it over here in the Kosher Fest? Oh, here we go. An article that I wrote for the official Kosher Fest publication is Food Trends to Look Out For. And if anybody knows what's trending, and if you're keeping up with all of the foodie magazines that are out there in sites, you'll know that I spoke about 10 of them right now. And we're going to go to number 6 because number 6 happens to be you can get it over at the Peppermill. Personalized packaging for gift ideas, family events, corporate giving. People enjoy giving and receiving food items, making them more personalized. Is the future, and there's so many personalized items that you can get here, and baking personalized, cooking personalization. This place is the place to come get it.
Did you see the glassware sets, the gift?
Yes,
gift sets?
Yes. The hand painted giftware sets.
They look really nice.
Yes, they are. Cleaner and clearer labeling with new labeling laws. People wanting to know what is actually in their foods. That'll be a whole podcast for another time because there's so much to talk about. Gluten-free and paleo allergies coming and going as the world continues to evolve. And more gluten-free item and products we're going to be talking about and looking for. Meal kits. Not only your traditional meal kits, but I actually see a future for meal prep kits that are delivered, ready to go. That all you have to do is heat them up. With people having to take care of their kids, going to work, yeshiva, people on the run, working, kolo, and they just don't have the time, or they want to try and save up the money from going out to eat all the time, which I love going out to eat, but I'm going to look for some healthier choices and selections when I go out. Meal kits are great to take to work and to have wherever you go. Online ordering and e-commerce. Now, that's something that Amazon and we've been doing for years. We've been building up and buying and buying and buying. But now I see a trend within the food world. Walmart. Let's just take... Oh, and Gourmet Glot. I actually saw an article. Not an article. An ad this week. Sorry. It wasn't Gourmet Glot. Gourmet Glot. You can add order online. Seasons. I don't know if you saw this, but Seasons, similar to Costco. I didn't read much about it. I just saw the ad. For $99, you could join the Seasons Club. It was like a Costco gift
club
membership. And on that club, you get sales that only you are privy to, and you get, and you order them all online, and it gets delivered to you.
So that's almost like a Seasons Prime.
Yes, a Seasons Prime.
Seasons Prime.
I don't know what they called it. I saw the ad. I was like, wow.
I hadn't seen it, but that's
pretty
cool.
I'm slipping through. I don't really read much of the free giveaway newspapers because there's just, you know, there's so much in there, but I do like to flip through just to see the advertising.
Does the Seasons Prime come with, like, movies like Amazon Prime?
Yes, Uncle Moishe videos.
Nice.
And Shalom Sesame. And
Tara Tots.
Yes. Those kind of stuff. Different flour in this segment, which I did not know before Kosher Fest, because then we met them at Kosher Fest, Wonder Mills. With the healthy craze going strong, reaching different flours from spelt to whole wheat, which I did see from Perig, and I know that they were there that night at the Quality Frozen Foods dinner. The Perig had like spelt flour, quinoa flour. You got some quinoa products.
That is correct. I did get some quinoa. That was because it was in my car, because we went to the Quality Appreciation event.
Right.
Because it was in my car, that's the only swag that I had, because thankfully nobody went to my car to get my swag. As opposed to the stuff which I had next to our quality booth.
No problem. Oh, Fengi Solomon, an avid fan. We get to finally meet her in person. Wow,
nice,
this is amazing. Fengi Solomon.
Came to stop by. My hometown, came too, so I said, let me stop
by. You
live here
in Borough Park?
I live here in Borough Park.
No idea. We always see you on Facebook and Instagram. You like a lot of stuff. Thanks for always liking and everything.
My pleasure.
We thought that you were a fake account. We thought you were trolling. I had no idea. You're real.
I'm fake. I'm real. I'm here.
What do you do if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah,
really? Beautiful. Very, very nice. Oh, there's a lot. There's an old house around the block from us in Woodmere.
Yeah, there's a lot of homes in the Five Towns.
Yeah, there's one by us. Actually, it's on the Hewlett side of where we live. But they always bring the kids to our shul on Shabbos. Everything very, very nice. We have been making part of our...
They're making a big dinner tonight, Ohel.
Yes, they are. I saw that. Very nice. I did not know that. Very, very nice. So that's Far Rockaway. I live on the other, in Woodmere, on the total other side. But that's so amazing. Thank you so much for stopping by.
My pleasure to meet your wife. I see we make a bas mitzvah soon.
Yes. Well, I'm I'm telling you, she likes everything. She's awesome. I had no idea who it was, and now we finally eat figure something. This is amazing.
So I will ask, what's your favorite thing at Peppermill?
Everything is amazing, Karen. Everything, it's a great place. And anything for the baking, cooking, everything's amazing. Very nice people.
Have you grown up here in Borough Park?
I grew up in Borough Park.
So 20 years, you're old. You're about maybe 19, 20 years old. So you know, since you're a baby, you know the Peppermill.
Yes, yes, yes. Very nice people. Very nice. And always recommend anything you need, and very good recommendations.
So they know how to help you and where to go.
A great price, discount, and everything. Yeah.
And figure something. Yes, yeah, we can talk about some of the classes coming up. Yeah. But you're a big foodie. You know the whole foodie scene as well.
Yes.
Very,
please,
very cool.
I recommend your wife to go to some places with the kids if she wants.
You know? Very cool. You know the whole scene going on over here.
Yes.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. I really had no idea. You know, you're waving. I'm like, do I know? Is she a cousin, a family, this and that? Maybe Yussi's neighbor. I had no idea. This, I'm amazed. Thank you so much for coming by. This is awesome.
Enjoy.
No problem. You're on the air, so you can watch this up later on Facebook, on Instagram, on our podcast. But thank you for coming by, and we greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Awesome. You never know who you're going to meet in Borough Park. Amazing, amazing Jewish celebrities, all stars coming up. But nothing, farm to table. Now, Yussi, when I was in Italy, the true farm to table, I can honestly say before that, I never had more of a true farm to table at Cantina Giuliano. Have no idea what Cantina Giuliano was, that they're a winery, winemaker. They do import wines, all non-mavushal, though, to the U.S. Someone, tagged them, said, I got to go meet them, hooked them up. Actually, he met them, and they came for a wine pouring, went there. It was insane.
Now, the most I know about, farm to table is, if you remember, when Pardis was around.
Yes.
That was, a farm to table. What's very farm to table is our friends, the chefs.
Yes.
Zach is very into that. He goes to the markets and gets, he gets his own stuff.
I will give a shout out. As you know, you were on the phone with me on Friday, and Yoel Fuld called me for a catering event in his house. And I actually said, you know what? Call Zach Hess. And I called Zach after when you got the phone. Because the thing is, sometimes I know you can upset me when I get the phone. If I don't follow up and do something that second, I'm going to forget. So I actually called Zach and gave him Yoel Fuld's number to do, and it was, I think, a birthday party for his mother coming up in his house in Tina.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so, just...
Most I know of, farm to tables, also, if you remember the chef's table on Netflix.
Yes.
Had Dan Barber.
Yes.
That was, he has his own farm. Is that what you had in Italy? Was that, similar to that experience?
Yes, it was. Cantina Giuliano, Ellie and Lara Gauthier, they are in Lara's grandfather's winery that they took over and bought and redid it as it hasn't been operating for many years. Now it's a kosher winery. And not only that, literally 20 feet away around the block, they have a field, a little farm. They have vegetables, they have fruits, olives. They press their own wine over there. Ellie in the morning goes into town to milk the sheep. So they have real chalav yisrael sheep milk and real sheep cheese that they make. Everything they do is, it's all chalavi, all pasta sorrel, all the flour, everything over there. Mrs. Koshigur, if you can see if we have any comments coming up over here that we should be knowing about on our Instagram Live that's going on, be a big, big help so we see what's going on. And then if you could get me some of the people from the Peppermill to talk and see what's going on as well. If there's anything I don't need to know about, don't even worry about it.
Did you see the spread of cakes?
Yes.
Cookies?
Yes.
They're gonna
We need you guys on the air in 2 minutes. We're going to talk about some history of the Peppermill as we are going into the, almost 2 o'clock hours. About 2-3 minutes, we're going to have everybody on the air over here. I'm sorry? Oh, great shawarma and falafel in Crown Heights. Love that place. Yes, Ella, how are you? Oh, good cupcake. Good cupcake. Make sure you make a mess. Mommy needs to clean you up. Don't worry. So in Italy, which is even more amazing, is that Ellie learns in Colel in France half the year. It's actually a little less than half the year because it's taking off in Strasbourg, which is by the German-French border, I was told. And he takes care of the winery. And he does it all by himself because it's not mavushal and there's nobody Shoma Shabbos in the area. He's literally doing it all by himself with his wife, schlepping, doing everything, which is really insane. And that was my first, I can honestly say, true, true farm-to-table experience.
An epiphany moment.
Yeah, I was wow.
Light shining down from above, and you're
Thank God it wasn't the other time I was with you when we had lightning coming down from Shemayim. This is this is a good epiphany and everything. Also, we should talk that we want to mention before that we do get the Peppermill family on the air that they have classes coming up. They have some interesting winter culinary classes coming up. They have gourmet cooking with Chef Shaul Silverstein that just happened the other week, which I actually saw on Instagram. I was following Chef Shaul. I follow him on Instagram. Very, very nice guy. I don't know if I ever met him, but I did follow. I do follow him on Instagram. Well, we have coming up show-stopping desserts with renowned pastry chef Efrat Libfroin. Learn from the best to create intricate desserts using multiple techniques, and that's going to be November 28th or 29th, 7:30 p.m. There is an additional charge, so make sure that you reach out to the Peppermill. Give them a call. Make sure you register 718-871-4022 or 866-871-4022. The Peppermill, as I told you, is located at 5015 16th Avenue. They are open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Fridays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. ThePeppermillInc.com. Make sure you follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and, of course, Instagram. Then the next culinary class coming up is an old favorite of theirs. Devora Heller is back as she shares her secrets of bacon challah with spelt whole wheat and kamut. Kamut. She is both informative and entertaining. So bring a friend and enjoy. They have such great classes here. Now, one thing that people can actually see as we're talking about, but if you're just listening on the podcast, you cannot. But now that you're watching on Facebook over there, Instagram over there, and you mentioned it, they have such an amazing setup here for their classes.
We're actually sitting in the kitchen right now.
Yeah, we are sitting in the kitchen right now. I'm actually right next to an oven over here. We're going to talk about some great products that are hanging out on the oven that are coming up for Hanukkah season. But first, we'd love to get the family of the Peppermill on the air. We need everybody to step on down, talk about, and we're going to have everybody listen in for just a brief second on what the Peppermill means to everybody. Yossi, I think we're actually going to take a minute break so we could break up the segment. So we will be right back after a brief word from our sponsors.